Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this just revealed, Trump, as you know, is trying to set up a media company. He's raised over $1 billion for it so far. How did he do that? Turns out that he has a business partner, which is a Chinese company with a history of SEC investigations, and they're going to take his new company public. They're involved in the taking of it public, ARL Capital of Shanghai. In the past, they have misrepresented companies that have had no products, few employees, as somehow ambitious growing enterprises. Some of these companies have had little or no revenue, no customers, and they have P.O. boxes. And one said it operated a publicly traded in-home bakery specializing in freshly made cakes and cupcakes. And then a little while they say they're actually a tech company working on touchscreen technologies for a diversified blue chip client base. Come on. Is a former president and his company raising money is associated with somebody like this? Somebody like this, some company like this, a Chinese joint. They market one company as a cookie company, cakes, and then they go, well, we're really touchscreen. We have a P.O. box. We have little or no revenue, no customers, few employees, but we're growing. Send us money. The point is that Trump is raising over $1 billion. Where do you think this money is going to end up? You think Trump isn't going to get his mitts on a lot of it? He's already raised hundreds of millions. This is all for presidential race in 2024. He's raised hundreds of millions of dollars already on Stop the Steal. And then they use state money, like on Gableman, and Gableman says that he needs more money. $676,000 is not enough of tax dollars. They're not paying the Stop the Steal fundraising on anything regarding elections now. It's all for Trump in 2024. And this Chinese joint coming out with a new company, they have a long history of this kind of stuff. That money will end up somehow in Trump's campaign. We're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. I just kind of want to reiterate what you're talking about. You know, he does need billions, not just a billion. He needs billions, but he'll get it. You know, the Chinese, Saudi Arabia, Russia, he'll get it. Oh, he'll get it. And he'll spend it. And I'm already seeing, I think it's TikTok or whatever, there's a lot of Trump, pro-Trump stuff. And I love to just every once in a while answer them back through YouTube and that, and their little, you know, comments. I always like to say, let's go January 6th commission. Because that's what we need. Let's just get this January 6th commission rammed through, expose Trump for what he is. Because another one of these mushrooms are going to pop up in the woods, and that's going to be our buddy, you know, Rebecca, or as you call her, the Duchess of Foxconn, which I love. Let's be prepared. Remember, this whole group, I happened to be watching Yellowstone last night, and after that there's another trailer that came on, 1863, some people with wagon trains coming across the West, and they had a certain group of people there that were ignorant enough to drink out of a river and get cholera and dysentery and croak. And this one wagon train leader said, we don't need them in our group. Well, you know, we've got a certain amount on the right that are drinking downstream from the herd. And it's killing them, literally. Killing them, literally. So we have to be smart in this upcoming year, and it's all about accountability. If you don't have accountability, you can't run for office. They want to be. They want you to have guns, but they don't want you to be responsible with the guns. Come on. Come on. Seriously? Really? But, Matt, you do a wonderful job. Keep carrying the torch. I wish you were running against Rebecca. You'd be a shoo-in. Have a great day. Thanks.
Bill, thanks a lot. Always great to hear from you, my friend. And you nailed it. And, you know, you frequently raise one of the key issues, the January 6th insurrection. You know, that was unparalleled in American history, to have a presidential election where one guy wins by 7 million votes. Biden got 81 million. Trump got 74 million. Biden got about 300 and a little over 300 electoral votes. Trump got in the low 200s and it needed 270 to win. And there are people going armed to the Capitol to murder the vice president and murder the Speaker of the House. Hang Mike Pence, oh, Nancy. And they had a gallows there. And guys are getting, 10 days in jail or a house arrest. Police officers are beaten up. Two women were trampled to death. Another one was shot. This was violence. It was an attack on the Capitol. It was organized by Trump and by his minions, like his son, Don Jr., Rudy Giuliani, Steve Bannon, and others. This was violence against our government. And Benny Thompson and the January 6th Commission, bipartisan, you have Liz Cheney and you have Adam Kinzinger, excellent people, and the chief of staff is a former Republican congressman from Virginia. And they are investigating this, and they're being delayed and dragged out and appealed. Trump has got to be the one that is prosecuted. Trump is the guy that ginned them up. He sent out the save the date card on Facebook. He's the one that called the Willard Hotel a few hours before the insurrection, which is where his planning committee was meeting, to talk about how Pence would say, I don't accept these certifications, and invite state electors to send in alternate slates and duplicate the election of 1876 between Rutherford Hayes and Sam Tilden, when Hayes did that to Tilden. Hayes lost the election, but he did that to Sam Tilden. And Trump thought he could do that again. This is a destruction of our Constitution. Sometimes Republicans will win and sometimes Republicans will lose, but we have to have certainty that we have an election. We cannot agree, and this is what Voss is pushing right now, this is what Ron Johnson is pushing right now, that the legislature, gerrymandered, illegitimate, crooked legislature, corrupt, does not represent the will of the people, will pick the electors for president, like back in 1788, before presidential elections. And for good measure, you won't be able to vote for lieutenant governor, treasurer, secretary of state, or superintendent of public instructions. Those will be appointed by the governor. And if it's Rebecca Clayfish, she's a figurehead, a lightweight, a cipher. She's a hot air balloon. She's a cheerleader. She will take orders from donors of the Republican Party, just like Voss, Kapenga, and the rest of them. That is what Wisconsin is degenerating to from the days of fighting Bob La Follette, the days of Bill Proxmire, Gaylord Nelson, Les Aspin, Pat Lucey. Those were the glory days, and they can come again. But they're not going to come again unless you're permitted to vote. If you are not permitted to vote for any position other than the governor or a gerrymandered legislature, you've given up your right to vote. You've given up your democracy. And that is what is on the line right now. And make no mistake about it. Coming to the end of the show, great call-ins, great programming coming up. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. The Earl Ingram Show, great evening programming, great weekend programming with Pizza Box Mike and the others, all great programming. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today. Tumbling down, tumbling down, tumbling down.